Chapter 4. When our adventurers rescue a woman from certain death.
They stopped near a village, where they heard the sound of strange musical instruments. Their guide went to discover what was happening, and he was soon back with the news. The people of the village, their guide said, were celebrating a local tradition called Suti. Our travellers immediately wanted to know more about it. The guide told them that when a woman's husband dies, his wife must die with him, and they burn her alive in a big fire.
The name of the woman is Mrs. Aouda,
he told them.
And she's very beautiful. She is from a rich family. Her father was a businessman. Her parents sent her to a European school in Bombay. She learned European languages there, and she has European ways. Her parents died, and she had to marry an old prince. She became a widow after only 3 months. They are taking her to the pagoda tonight. They are going to burn her alive tomorrow, at sunrise. My goodness, how terrible! Do such traditions still exist?
Asked Phileas Fogg. Poor woman, whispered Passepartout.
We can still save her,
said Phileas Fogg.
We are a few hours ahead of time. Yes, but sir, if we save this woman, they'll try and kill us,
said their guide.
I can only speak for myself, but I am prepared to take that risk,
replied Phileas Fogg. Me too, said Passepartout. When they arrived, they started to plan the rescue. Unfortunately, there were guards all around the pagoda, and so they decided that it was too dangerous to do anything. They were about to leave when Passepartout said that maybe he had an idea. When the sun came up the next day, the crowd arrived to see the bonfire ready for the sacrifice. Our travellers disappeared among the people. They saw the dead prince and his young wife through the smoke. Phileas Fogg prepared himself to run towards the fire in a final effort to save Mrs. Aouda, when suddenly a terrified cry came from the crowd. Her husband was not dead. He stood up in the flames, took his wife in his hands, and ran in the opposite direction to the crowd. It was not difficult to imagine Phileas Fogg's surprise when he later discovered that the woman's husband was Passepartout. A few moments later, our heroes disappeared into the forest with their new travelling companion, followed by the angry guards. Mrs. Aouda slowly started to wake up when they reached the station at Allahabad. Phileas Fogg thanked his guide for his loyalty and gave him the elephant. For a young guide, an elephant like Kiuni was a big present. He could make a lot more money now that he had his own elephant. He was very happy and continued to thank Mr. Fogg and the others until they left. On the train to Calcutta, Phileas Fogg and Passepartout told Mrs. Aouda all about their adventure. Mrs. Aouda couldn't believe it. These men risked their lives. For her. She remembered there was a cousin with a business in Hong Kong and hoped he was still there. Phileas Fogg promised not to leave her until she was safe. At 7 o'clock, they arrived in Calcutta. The ship for Hong Kong did not leave until 12 o'clock midday. Fortunately, they were still on time, or so they thought. When Phileas Fogg and Passepartout arrived with Mrs. Aouda at the port of Calcutta, an official stopped them.
I'm afraid you have to stay here. You must speak to the police, he said. If it is about this lady, then you should know that she is here to escape the practice of sati, which is against the law in this country, and she has a right to leave. A lady? No, no. The complaint is from a priest in Bombay.
But how did the police in Calcutta know about Passepartout's adventures in Bombay? The answer was simple. Inspector Fix. How did he get to Calcutta? How did he know where they were going? That remains a mystery. But one thing was sure. Inspector Fix was determined to stop Phileas Fogg and his visit to the police while in Bombay gave him the very reason he needed. The official, on the other hand, did not want to keep them. It was much easier, he said, for Phileas Fogg to pay the fine for his manservant's behaviour. Despite Passepartout's protests, with only a few hours to go, Phileas Fogg paid the fine. For Fix, all seemed lost. The warrant was not in Calcutta, as he thought. But still, he had a plan. He just had to wait a little longer. On the ship, all was well, until a bad storm near Singapore meant the ship was a day late. If the ship for Yokohama left on time, it was too late. His master could lose everything. At the port in Hong Kong, Phileas Fogg went straight to the captain.
When does the next boat to Yokohama leave?
Fogg asked.
Tomorrow morning,
he replied.
Didn't it leave this morning? No, they had to repair it, so it's not leaving until tomorrow.
Passepartout was very happy to hear this good news. Phileas Fogg simply wrote how late they were in his diary. 6th of November, minus 24 hours.